Greetings to the congregation. Thank you for coming to worship with us today. Well, I do also welcome those who are worshiping. And because of today's baptism, Timothy and Joseph to declare their faith with the Lord. So I have chosen the title of today is Make a Remembrance of God. We have chosen Joshua chapter 4 verse 1 to 9. And some the key verse is very familiar with us. And so it is inscribed on the table in front of the pulpit here. Why did the Lord want his children to make a remembrance of God? When Jesus parted the Jordan River, the water, and Joshua led the people to follow the ark of the Lord to the dry land of the Jordan. And God gave him a commandment. When they have crossed the river, and Joshua chose 12 men from each tribe, and each one will carry a stone from the Jordan, and came to the place where they would make camp, and put those stones there to make a remembrance of the Lord. The remembrance about what God has done. When the Lord parted the Jordan River for the Israel people to cross, and when they came into the promised land, they will remember this. And the reason God wanted his children to remember, because we are easily forget. Is that true? I think each one of us is very easy to forget. In the Bible, Moses has given the commands of the Lord to his people when he passed away. And once again, before he passed away, he wrote down the commandment. And that's why we have the book Deuteronomy. It's just something to give the commands in words. And Joshua continued the leadership after Moses passed away. And he reminded the people, if you think the living God, the Lord will destroy the enemies after you have come into the promised land. And before Joshua passed away, asked the people, do you really trust and worship the Lord? If you want to worship the Lord, that's good. If you do not want to worship the Lord or worship some other idols from this land or worship the gods from our ancestors, then go ahead. But Joshua said, but for me and my house, we will worship the Lord. And Josh need to remember, reminded people to remember the faith is very important. That's how we have to remember what God has done for us in our life. When we were young, they say that we have, the old man, when we were forgetting, we say we lost the mind. For the young, we say, it's absent-minded. And so I have a few moments of that in my life. For example, and every morning I prepare for my wife a drink, like with milk. And also I have a favorite drink in the morning that is coffee with milk. And so, because of my wife's surgery, heart surgery, she does not want to drink a lot of sugar. So, we have each one of us a favorite cup. A cup for my wife has a bell shape on the bottom, and for me, have a straight shape. She drinks Ensure milk. And my coffee, I use cream. And my wife does not like sweet. And so a bottle ensure for the baby must be divided into six parts because it's so sweet that my wife just want a part, small part of the ensure in her milk. It's just for the flavor. And for me, and I drink coffee with the whole ensure milk. And if at some day I put the whole ensure into my wife's cup, and that means I have lost my mind. Or if someday I use my cup and I use hot cocoa for my drink as well. So if I mistakenly put one to my wife and the ensure to mine, that means I lost my mind. And one day, and I prepared the drink, I went outside and I drink mine and said, it's so bland today. It's not very sweet. And I told my wife that your cup has now very sweet. And so she was afraid to drink it. So then I must drink my wife's drink. That's because I have mistakenly put the whole cocoa and ensure into her cup. It's easy for us to forget, to be mistaken. My children, and so every Sunday they meet at my place. And somebody forgot their purse, forgot their phone, their jacket, their hat, their ring. Everybody, it's easy to forget. And I think that that is something that Satan can use to attack us. We forget our God. So that we need to establish a remembrance to remind us what have done in our life. And this is in the scripture we have studied. We will study Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. The making of remembrance. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, your saving grace is something that we could not describe. Your great love is more than what we can understand. So, to receive your blessing, that we continue to forget your grace for us. If we forget your grace, then we were not worthy of a Christian life for you. May you allow us to remember your grace, to remind us that what you have done in my life, in our life. In the old days, your children has brought the stone from Jordan to establish a memorial of you, God, so that they have crossed the Jordan River on dry land. May you help each of us that none of us will forget what the Lord has done for us. We lift this hour before you for your guidance. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things that we will study together through this Bible that we have read. Using the stone from the Jordan to make a memorial for the Lord. In chapter 5, and the place where they set this memorial is called Gilgal. Gilgal means roll away. That means God has rolled away the shame of the Israelites. They'd no longer be slavery under Egypt. No longer be slaves. They no longer be trembled by the enemies, attacked by the enemies. Now they are coming into the promised land to have rest. Verse 6, the Lord said, to serve as a sign among you in the future. So using the 12 stones to establish a memorial for the Lord, to serve as a sign among you. A sign means something that God has actually done for the Lord. And so many days pass, they will forget because the busyness of life. This is a new land. They have to build house. They have to build roads to raise their cattle and their animal. It's easily for them to forget the Lord. So God said, you must establish this memorial so that that's a sign to remind them in their life that God, what God has done for them. There are two ladies. They are good friends from a young age. And after a while, they were apart. And afterward, when they were older, they got together and they went to play cards and drink tea together and interact. One day, one said, I'm so absent-minded. I don't remember your name. Can you tell me what your name is? The other woman said, think about what? No answer yet. Say, what is your name? The other one, and the other one said, what do you want? What? She could not tell her name because she forgot her name. The forgetfulness is something that among all of us. There's a survey by Karen Bowler and John Hopkins has done a survey of all the forget things that people forget. First, the name. 82% people forget the names of the other. Do you forget names of other? I think this is very common. And sometimes I go and preach from church to church. I read them, but I don't remember their names. 60%, we forget the place where an event has occurred. When some certain event occurs, we remember what had happened, but we do not remember where it took place. Only remember the event, but not where it took place. 60% of us forget that. 57%, we forget the phone number, even our own phone number. And sometimes somebody asks us telephone, we have to take the phone out and look at it. 57% forget the phone number. 53% and forget about a word to be used. There is some word that we wanted to use, but it does not come to mind. And then we suddenly could not recall what that word is to use it. 49% forget that what that person had just said. Maybe last week we were saying something or promised someone, but then we forget what we had said. 49% had forgotten what they just said to others. 42% forget the face of somebody. We have met somebody, but we forget how that person looked. 38% does not remember what was done before. Certain action. So like taking a medicine, my wife always forget whether she has taken the medicine or not. So we have forgotten what happened. And during this survey, maybe most of us fall into some of these categories here. So to forget is something is always with us, and that is make us easy to forget our own God. So God must want children to establish something to remember, to help us, remind us what God has done in our life. And traditionally, we will keep communion every month. And some other months, every week they have communion. Some other week, some other church, they keep communion once every 3 months. Each week, communion, maybe we do not regard as serious the communion. If we do it every 3 months, that's a little bit long, and it makes us forget. But Jesus said, do this in remembrance. And so we keep every month to make a communion each month. So it's about the right time to remind us of what God has done for us. Gilgal means the place God wants to remind the Israelite, the shame has been rolled away. And God also commanded us, like circumcision. Abraham has been chosen, and from there, God will make him into the descendant into a great nation. And Abraham and all his household must keep circumcision. And the first one was the one by Hagar. And all the male to be circumcised to remind them that they belong to the Lord. And that circumcision being kept often to remind the Israelites that they are set apart for the Lord, the Israelites. In the Bible, there are a few characters that the name that remind them, remember what the Lord has done for them. Abraham was promised that they will have a son and Sarah, but they have been waited for a long time. They find some way to find a son, but it's not part of God's will. But your son must be from Sarah, but Sarah is old. When God promised, Abraham was 75 years old, and Sarah is 65. When next year, when God said, you will have a son, Abraham is 100, and Sarah was 90 years old. It's very impossible here to have a son. And this time next year, Sarah will bear a son. Abraham just laughed at it for himself. She's so old. Sarah is also laughing. I am old. How could my womb carry a son? Sarah said. When they give birth, this is the name Isaac. That means laugh. To remind it that the unbelief of Sarah and Abraham. So that name means something to Abraham and Sarah. Forgetful. And Moses, that name of Moses means to save from water. The Israelites, when they became slavery in Egypt, they were very fast to grow as a people. So if the Israelites under the time of Egyptian slavery, when they gave birth to a girl, then they would to live. And then if it's a son, must kill. And so the lady who gives birth do not want to kill them. And they used to lie to the Egyptian official. And so the very fast growth of the people of Israel caused an issue to Israel. But Moses' mother gave birth to Moses. She does not want her son to be killed. So she took the baby into a crib and set it on the bush in the river. And the princess of Pharaoh heard the cry of a baby and took that crib and saw a beautiful baby and adopted that baby as their own son. And that reminded Moses that what his name means. Moses means saved from the water, and Moses remembered that meaning. throughout his life. Though he grew up in the palace, but he remembered that where he came from, that he belonged to the Israelite people. And that is why God used him to be a leader of the Israelite people to lead them out of slavery. We also remember Anna is the wife of Elkanah. Elkanah has two wives. The prime wife, Anna, does not have a son, but the second wife has a son. And so the second wife becomes very proud and despises the first wife. And Anna has cried with the Lord in the temple, asking for a blessing to lift away her miserable life and give her a son. And she gave word to Samuel. That means Samuel means to accept the prayer. And so Samuel means that God has answered Anna. And then Samuel was the last judge before the first king was established for the people of Israel. God blessed Anna, not only Samuel, but two more sons and two more daughters. And all that God has done for you and me in my life, like God has healed us, when God gives us the ability to overcome a difficult situation, when we remember that we were a sinner apart from God, we would not receive anything. Now, through the death of Christ on the cross, we receive. What in our life will remind us of that? Remember that we are being blessed by the grace of the Lord, so we can have a worthy life for Him. Remembering is something to remind that for us to remember some things that God, to remind us all that we easily forget. Do this in remembrance of me. And every month we have communion. Do this in remembrance of me. How do we remember? And what do we remember? Not to be pity how Jesus suffered before being nailed to the cross. We remember the blood that has been shed. Remember that blood has been shed, that we become children of God. Remember the Christ, the obedience that we would not be condemned because of blood of Christ. So God wants us to have a remembrance to remind us all the time of that grace. Many people today, we do not call Christmas of Christ, but they say this is a Santa Claus holiday. And so they pay attention to have Santa Claus in Christmas, or resurrection of the Lord is no longer Easter, but it's a bunny holiday. We see that Satan has used images that has no meaning to make our heart and mind to forget what the Lord has done. So, forgetfulness is something not because of age or because our mind has dwindled, but there is a dark power that are affecting the way that we live and remember. So God wants us to make a remembrance of Him. Paul reminded his follower, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect." We must remind ourselves that the role of you and me, my attitude, how that is because of the grace of God. What I am today is the grace of God. Some of us parents may have dedicated the children to the Lord. When we dedicate a child to the Lord, that means we make a remembrance to remind that God has given us this child, and we promise that I will lend this child to the Lord for His life. we promise to dedicate this baby to the Word. So our responsibility must teach this child the way of the Word. Must make a condition to see the value of the Word of God to have an effect on their life. Teach the child to understand that only the faith in Jesus Christ can save us alone. It's faith. Do we keep the promise with the Lord or not? The parents must continue to keep the promise before the Lord. Sometimes we promise but not keep. Is it forgetful or we intentionally forget that promise? A Christian can receive baptism. Maybe someone can get dipped entirely into the water like we usually do. Or we just sprinkle the water under what form. We made a promise that I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life. I promise with Christ that I will be faithful until the end. So we have to keep this promise before the Lord. Every month we have communion with the cup and bread. How that will remind us of the Lord's sacrifice on the cross. Or these are just so normal that we can say that if we have it, yes, it's okay. If we don't, that's fine too. So how do we connect ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ to do something that we do not understand? That is very dangerous. Many of us think that because I believe, so I go to church. Because my faith, I make offering. And because I obey, I read the Bible. So going to the church doesn't mean he has faith in the Lord. Study the Bible doesn't mean he's a Christian or have faith in the Lord. A believer must give his or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just not some part-time on Sunday. So with the thankfulness that we've been blessed, we express our thankfulness through our life. That is costly. And in all the activities, when we study the Word of God, do we do what the Lord commands us or not? Not just study the Word. And so, when we have our friends, we must make a remembrance to remember what the Lord has done on our life. There's a pastor who's invited a young pastor to replace a older pastor who about to retire. And the church loved this young pastor because the way he treated his church is very good. And his sermon is very good. But there's one thing that the church does not want him to do. When he gave communion, he did not touch the iron door. And the church, he doesn't touch that. And so he asked the older pastor, "Dear pastor, every time you give communion, is it right that you touch the iron door behind you?" So you didn't teach me how to do this. Why? And the older pastor said, "No, because I have static electricity because of this rug. So every time I give communion without touching the door, maybe a shock happened when I give the plate communion to others and let the shock, and then we can drop that plate. And so touching the door is just to release the static electricity." So the church thought that touching that iron door is part of communion. So when we do something that we do not understand, the devil can deceive us. So why do we come to the church? When we praise the Lord, what's the purpose? When we participate in some activity of the church, what is the purpose? God must remind us that to make us understand that we have, must make a remembrance of the Lord for what He has done. May the Lord, when we have communion, do this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the saving grace that we have received from the Lord Jesus Christ through His blood on the cross. The second point is that establish remembrance to encourage the faith of others. Can be reminded of things, but we have to make a remembrance to encourage the faith of others. God told the Israelites, this is a sign in verse 6. In verse 7, tell them that the flow of the Jordan, what was cut off before. When the children ask you, what do you these stones speak? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. To tell the next generation, the following generation, all that the Lord has done for our life is something necessary. And God wants us to tell the remembrance to others to know about our God. Juliet Wartow is the writer of the song Bible Hymn of the Republic. So the pastor is singing. And that's what we have heard normally. And in 1872, and Julia suggested that we must praise our mother, and because of that, she did that for her mom in Boston. 25 years later, another woman called Anna Marie Reese Chavez. So use that idea and chose a second Sunday of May, the year 1907, and make that day to be a Mother's Day to praise her mom, that is Anna Maria. And only a few, this is the idea of a few women in the history. And because of their action of Julia and Charles, that this country has a Mother's Day. And the president agreed to make that Mother's Day each second day of May. Everything began only one or few acts. In April 1963, in Columbus, Mississippi, there's a woman came to the grave of her two sons and decorating the grave. And she was decorating her son's tomb. And then she went a little far away toward 2 miles. So people asked her, why do you come to this 2 miles? And she pointed at the mountain and said, there's no tombstone there yet, just 2 miles. And these were the two soldiers of the Union who passed away in the war. And the woman said, I know that now there may be a mother or a wife. They also mourn of the two sons. All these thoughts of this woman began what we know as Memorial Day. all what the act may be small, but God can use that small act to make our remembrance of the Lord, to make it into something extraordinary. Criswell said, "You cannot hide a city set on a hill, nor can you hide a noble, worthy, steadfast Christian life." That's from Criswell. He could not hide that the life of Christ is inside of us. It must be expressed outwardly. So when God said to Joshua, Jeremiah said like this, "But if I say I will not mention this word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot." And so, our life, we do have, if we don't have a true remembrance, we would not let other people know of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. We are a witness. That means someone who tells the truth about what God has done in our life. And to do that, to tell that gospel to others. Praise be to God. God can use each one of us in different situations. We know that in Vietnam, people in the camp to cure of addiction, and all these people who were addicted to drugs came there. People despised them. Society has this problem. All they want is a drug to satisfy their craving. When the Lord allowed these centers to be built up by the Christian, and their life has changed, not because of disciplining their life or some hard punishment to the body. They were pure because they read the Bible. Only that. No other methods except to read the Word of God. And their life has been changed miraculously. Sometimes people got HIV in the center that has attacked and guaranteed that death is at the end. But they overcome. They marry. They give birth to children. And so they have organized evangelical events to witness what has happened in their life. They use their own life to express the great things that the Lord has done in their life, changing from an addicted person into someone that God can use to bring the gospel to others. The parents today, what are we doing to make the their children remember? Well, they only come here, and then afterward, when they look at the parents' way of life, they could not have faith because how the parents conduct their life after attending the church. Our children will be our replacement to continue to worship the Lord and to participate in all of church activities to continue worshiping. There is a lady in London. She met a person, and this person said, "Thank you, lady. Why do you want to thank me?" "What do I do?" "I am the ticket master on this tram that you wrote. Every time you came, you smile at me, and I think your smile has something very special, very different from others. There is very something warm in your smile. I want to know why you have such a smile. And when I look at you, then every time you came up to the tram, you have with you a book, and I see that it says Bible." And so I don't know what that means. So I went out and find one. I read that Bible. And now I'm a Christian. I want to say thank you. This woman did not say a word about witnessing, but only a smile. So if we live by the life of Christ, then our life must express the love of God outwardly. So any action when we make a remembrance of the Lord, God will use our life in any situation to glorify the Lord. Each action, each word of His children must make left an indelible mark in the heart of our children of the next generation. Must make a good images in the heart of our relatives and friends. Do not think that when our action is so small, God will use the action to have me great things, to do great things. The third point, God wants us to be a remembrance to destroy the power of the devil. The remembrance reminds us of faith, to encourage faith upon us, but also our remembrance must destroy the power of the devil. Verse 7, the last part says, the stone ought to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. And what they have done, not just to a remembrance for that generation, but this will be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. And these stones is there in verse 9. They are there until this day. And Joshua was taught, I roll away the shame of slavery and name it Gilgal until today. And that name until the memorial is still remain to witness to many generations to come. And so God, what has done for us is not just in the past, but even today until the future. You and I, what do we remember? That God has saved from sin. That we have to remember in our life at some time we can encourage. We must have these remembrance to express the word of the Lord to others. In Joshua 24, He has done this so that all the nations of the earth we remember and know the name of the Lord. So not only in Israel, but the children of the Lord through all the nations. Not only the Israel people, but all peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. And the remembrance is great, even greater than what we think. In verse 5, when the Amorite king west of Jordan and all the Canaanites king along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until they had crossed over, their hearts melted in fear, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. What great thing the Lord has done for the Israel people. So God wants us that we must make a remembrance so that we can overcome the fear. We are living in a time where there are so much corruption, like the pandemic, the fear of the economic life here. But God must make us do the remembrance so that we can overcome these fears, so that we can defeat the scheme of the devil. Remember what God has done is the evidence that God has saved us forever have an everlasting life in Christ. And so we can overcome the power of darkness by the devil. The fact that baptism, so it's a baptism that we must remember that God can use us to defeat our enemies, the devil. There is a British poet named Samuel Taylor Coleridge. One day, he is arguing with a person, should we teach the Bible to the youngster? And the other person said, we must respect the youngster so that they may have a choice. And someday, when they mature, they will make a choice of their way of life that appropriate for them. And that is the way to teach the young. And Mr. Coleridge did not agree, but he could not explain his point to the other person. And one time later, Mr. Coleridge invited that person to his house. Well, why don't you come and look at my garden, the flower garden? And so that person came and looked at the garden. This has a lot of weeds. There's no flower here. You call this a garden? That's ridiculous. And it is meant to be a flower, but I want to let them to develop by themselves. And this is the result. All the weeds. So that means that when we let our children have a choice of their own, they will naturally develop, but their heart will be dominated by the power of darkness. And so, if we do not guide our children according to the word of the Lord, then our children, just like a garden full of weeds, they will make the wrong choices. If we do not make the memories, what God has done for us could not be tell to the next generation, and we will forget what the Lord has done for us. The U.S. has been established very different and very young. And at the beginning, the founding father has fear of the Lord. And because of the fear of the Lord, if the country gained independence later than any other nations on earth. And there are, this is the center of many important things that affect the whole world. The fear of the Lord is the foundation that has been laid for this country. But today, the society began to be get into corruption. The fear of the Lord is no longer there. And certain thing has changed in this country. In 1962, they took prayer in school out. And it's because they argued that it's illegal. So no prayer in school. In 1963, reading the Bible in school is illegal. So they took it out. In 1980, and all the agency and school that has the Ten Commandments there must be removed because it is illegal. So the Ten Commandments were removed, tablets have been removed. They changed the way they turn. They do not wish Merry Christmas anymore, but they say Happy Holidays. No more longer Happy Easter, Happy Holidays only. They change the name of the holidays that God has done. And all of that, the fabric of society began to feel corruption. And this country has many criminals. Abortion is now legal in this country. To establish a remembrance is something that every one of us must have. There is a famous writer was in his study room. And he began to pick up a pen and started writing. Last year, I had a surgery of my gallbladder was removed. I had to stay stuck to the bed due to the surgery for a long time. The same year, I reached the age of 60 years and had to give up my favorite job. I spent 30 years of my life in this publishing company. The same year, I experienced the sorrow of the death of my father. And in the same year, my son failed in his medical exam because he had a car accident. He had to stay in bed at hospital with a cast on for several days. The destruction of the car was another loss. And at the end, he wrote, "Alas, it was such a bad year." And he wrote that, "Alas, it was such a bad year." When the writer's wife entered the room, she found her husband looking sad, lost in his thoughts. From behind his back, she read what was written on the paper. She left the room silently and came back with another paper and placed it on the side of her husband's writing. When the writer saw this paper, he found this written on it: "Last year, I finally got rid of my gallbladder due to which I had spent years in pain. I turned 60 with sound health and got to retire from my job. Now, I utilize my time to write something better with more focus and peace. The same year, my father, at the age of 95, without depending on anyone or without any critical condition, to meet his Creator. The same year, God blessed my son with a new life. My car was destroyed, but my son stayed alive without getting any disability." At the end, she wrote, "This year was an immense blessing, O God, and it passed well." See, the same incident, but different viewpoints. If we ponder with this viewpoint, that what could have happened more, we could truly become thankful to the Almighty God. So, in our daily lives, we must see that it's not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy. There is always something to be thankful for. When we lost our faith, we will recognize what God has done for us. We have to think about. So, what we think is that in our lives, we must see that it's not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy. May God bless you and me to be encouraged by this. Today is the first day of the month. One day, we will receive baptism, or we will receive communion by the cup and bread that represent the body and blood of Christ, to make a remembrance, to remember that the blessing, saving grace, when our Jesus is nailed on the cross, he prayed with the Lord, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God did not say that they did not know about their sins, will forget about their sin. But Jesus said, "Please, Father, forgive them. Count the sin of them on my, because I will replace them to carry out the sentence." And the Lord Jesus Christ have paid the price for us. And he, instead of us, and tell Father, "Oh my Lord, why hast thou forgotten forsaken me. We receive the cup and the bread. And we make a promise with the Lord that we will be a worthy life, live a worthy life for Christ. And so those who have been received baptism will also participate with us in the communion. I promise to follow you when we have made a baptism with the in front of the church. We will turn our heart to God. Maybe may we be worthy to receive the cup and bread. The word of God reminds us that if we take the cup and bread, that without examining our own self, we will condemn ourselves to despise the blood of Christ. May we turn our heart to God for prayer. Dear our loving Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, who have loved us, love unto death, to sacrifice on the cross, to receive our own punishment on his own body. You carry our shame to the cross so that we can be glorified. You have become a take up the person so that we can become your children. The Lord Jesus Christ has died so we can experience everlasting life. We thank you for what the Lord has done for us. Now we receive the cup and bread, represent the body and blood of Christ that the Lord Jesus Christ has sacrificed on the cross. When we receive, we remember the blessing that God has expressed your love. Even while we were yet sinners, the Lord has been nailed on the cross for our sin. So we can receive forgiveness of sin. And we remember what you have done. So we can be a life of thankfulness for what the Lord has done. Satan will use this world full of deception to make us our heart to turn away from the Lord, to make many of us do not remember the saving grace of the Lord in our life. May this cup and bread remind us of that great love for us. And when we have received baptism, we remember our promise before you. We will also die and live again with Christ until the end. May we be faithful, Lord. May you bless each one of us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.